This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The longest surah in the Quran is chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. That is introduced with 4 verses in description of the believers. And then it moves on to another 2 verses in description of the disbelievers. And then it moves on to 13 long, beautiful, consecutive verses in description of a third category from humanity. And this is the category of the hypocrites, al-munafiqun. This is very indicative, incredibly noteworthy. Why were there so many verses dedicated to the description of the hypocrites from the men and the women, and the signs of hypocrisy? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim answers this question in his book Madarij al-Salikin, and he says, لِكَثْرَتِهِمْ وَعُمُومِ لِبِتِلَاءِ بِهِمْ وَشِدَّةِ فِتْنَتِهِمْ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَأَهْلِهِمْ. He says, because of their sheer numbers, the hypocrites, and the severe harm that they could pose to Islam and the Muslims. He goes on to say, فَإِنَّ بَلِيَّةَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِهِمْ شَدِيدَةٌ جِدَّةٌ لِأَنَّهُمْ مَنْسُوبُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَى نُصْرَتِهِ وَمُوَالَتِهِ وَمُوَالَاتِهِ وَهُمْ أَعْدَاؤُهُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ. He says, because these hypocrites, they are supposed affiliates of Islam. They are attributed to the deen of Allah and to the support and the allegiance of Islam, whilst in reality they are the enemies of Islam. He goes on to say, فَلِلَّهِ كَمْ مِنْ مَعْقِنٍ لِلْإِسْلَامِ قَدْ هَدَمُوهُ وَكَمْ مِنْ حِصْنٍ لِلْإِسْلَامِ قَدْ قَلَعُوا أَسَاسَهُ وَخَرَّبُوهُ وَكَمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ لَهُ قَدْ طَمَسُوهُ وَكَمْ مِنْ عَلَمٍ لِلْإِسْلَامِ مَرْفُوعٌ قَدْ وَضَعُوهُ وَكَمْ ضَرَبُوا بِمِعْوَلِ الشُّبُهَاتِ فِي أُصُولِ غِرَاسِهِ لِيَقْلَعُوهَا وَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. He says, my Lord, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim says, how many forts of Islam have they destroyed? And how many strongholds of Islam have they rooted and ruined? And how many sciences of Islam have they effaced? And how many flags of Islam that were high in the sky have they lowered? And how many times have they attacked the principles and foundations of Islam using the acts of doubtful matters, shubuhat? He says they do this whilst claiming to be peacemakers, however they are the corruptors whilst they do not perceive so. The munafiqun, the hypocrites, are many. Particularly at a time when the ummah of Islam begins to regain its afiyah, its well-being. And they are now unable to voice publicly their enmity and hatred to Islam. Therefore they are limited and they resort to two-facedness and double standards. But they are many. Thus Imam al-Sha'bi would say, لَوْلَا الْمُنَافِقُونَ لَاسْتَوْحَشْتُمْ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ. If it wasn't for the presence of the hypocrites, you, O Muslims, would feel very lonely when walking the streets. They are many. However, at times they may be very difficult to spot. That is because they have a vested interest in making sure that they are not uncovered. However, they have signs, they have characteristics, and they have traits. And they are the most dangerous upon the deen of Islam, because whilst the external enemy makes his hatred of Islam very clear and loud, they, however, reside within, as they silently attempt to dismantle the foundations of Islam. Thus Allah said, هُمُ الْعَدُوُ. they are the true enemy. فَحْذَرْهُمْ Therefore beware of them. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ May Allah destroy them. أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ How can they be so deluded? Because of their severity and the potential damage that they can and continue to cause upon the ranks of the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed their universal characteristics. And He has made their signs very well known in the Book of Allah, so that the believers are not deceived by their sweet words, and they are not confused with regards to their smart appearances. And thus Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, speaking about this matter, كَادَ الْقُرْآنُ أَنْ يَكُونَ كُلَّهُ فِي شَأْنِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ The Qur'an was almost entirely dedicated to the topic of the hypocrites. Therefore, with this said, brothers and sisters, let us quickly take a tour as per some of the signs of hypocrisy that were mentioned by Al-Latif Al-Khabir, the one who knows the inside of affairs and their outer. At a time when the Ummah of Islam is in desperate need of this type of illumination with regards to the dark reality of nifaq, hypocrisy, and the munafiqun, the hypocrites. Let us take a glance at some of these signs, lest Allah Almighty may save us from their plotting. The first of these signs, as depicted by the Qur'an, they are a people who always expect the downfall of the Muslims. In the face of every calamity, they are the first people to assume this is the end of the da'wah, this is the end of Islam, the Muslims have been encircled, this will be their day. Thus Allah says, speaking about the hypocrites of yesterday, بَلْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَلَّنْ يَنْقَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِيهِمْ أَبَدًا وَزُيِّنَ ذَٰلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا You, O hypocrites, suspected, Allah says, that the Messenger and his Muslim companions would never ever return back to their families. And this was made very fair seeming within your hearts, and you assumed an evil assumption, and therefore you became a ruined people, Allah says. In the face of every calamity, when the tides now of falsehood gain momentum and strength, they are the first people to speak out. This is the end. This is the end of the da'wah. This will be the one that will break the back of the Muslims and Islam. However, when the tables now begin to turn back in favor of the Muslims, their voices quieten, and they retreat back to their places. This is the first sign of the hypocrites, as was depicted by Allah, always expecting the downfall of the Muslims. The second sign, they are a people who always mock and ridicule the Muslims. In every opportunity that they have, whether it's a column that they write within a newspaper, or airtime that they are given on TV, or a blog that they have on the internet, or at an awards ceremony, or it's like they pounce at the opportunity to mock and express sarcastic remarks with regards to Islam and the Muslims. Thus Allah says, describing the hypocrites of yesterday, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ When it is said to them, why don't you believe? When it is said to the hypocrites, Allah says, why don't you believe the same way the people have believed? They will say, do you want us to believe the same way the fools have believed? Allah says, no, they are the fools, but they do not know. Every opportunity they have to label them with the prepackaged labels that we are all aware of, they are regressive, they are backwards, they are literalists, they are rigid, they are close-minded, they are stuck in the dark ages. Every opportunity that they have, they are mocking Islam and the Muslims. Whilst on the other hand, you find them expressing a lot of admiration and awe and respect of the principles and values of others. This is the second milestone or the second sign. There are people who always mock Islam and the Muslims. The third of these signs, as was depicted by the Quran, they are a people who spy against the Muslims. And they make a living out of reporting information to their superiors. Because they and their superiors, they have a common goal, and that is to root out the Muslims. Thus you may see the people of Nifaq sat with the believers during the Friday sermons, and during their lectures during the week. And you may even find some of them weeping with emotion, or it may seem. But they are recording, and they are documenting, and they are trying to find a fault within the speech of the speaker to make a living, not knowing that they have in fact sold out on their home of their hereafter. Allah Almighty says, speaking about the hypocrites of yesterday, يَبْغُونَكُمُ الْفِتْنَةَ وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّاعُونَ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. They want fitna for you, and some of them are listening for them. And some of them are listening for them. And Allah Almighty knows very well those who do wrong. Imam Al-Qurtubi says in his tafsir of this ayah, وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّاعُونَ لَهُمْ أَيْ يَنْقُلُونَ إِلَيْهِمُ الْأَخْبَارَ عَنْكُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Some of you are listening for them. He says, meaning, عُيُونٌ عُيُونٌ يَنْقُلُونَ إِلَيْهِمُ الْأَخْبَارَ عَنْكُمْ. This means there are spies amidst the Muslims who are reporting back to their superiors, speaking about you. This is a third characteristic as depicted by the Quran. They are a people who spy against the Muslims. A fourth of these characteristics is that they are people who will always justify their corrupt statements and corrupt behavior with Islam. They always have an Islamic premise, or so they claim, to justify their corrupt behavior. There is always a dalil. There is always an evidence that they have to quote, even though that evidence may be erroneous. قَوْلًا شَاذًا, a very fringe opinion, remote opinion that bears no weight in Islamic law, that doesn't matter to them. What matters to them is that they have Islamic cover in order to guise their corrupt practices. This is what matters. And what better way to do this than to paint their behavior with the paint of Islam, and to dress up their statements with the costume of the Quran and the Sunnah. Therefore nobody can doubt them. They say, we have evidence. This is also a commonality that the hypocrites, they share. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam received news that the Romans were planning to bring an army to Medina. So he responded by gathering his men to prepare in what would later be known as the Battle of Tabuk. And as he was leaving, the hypocrites refused to partake. But they have to give themselves an Islamic premise so that their monstrosity of nifaq, hypocrisy, is not uncovered. So they came to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and one of these hypocrites is known as Al-Jadd ibn Qais. And he said the following, Ya Rasulullah, إِذَنْ لِي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي أُنْظُرْ إِلَى الْوَرَعِ الْكَاذِبِ إِذَنْ لِي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ بِأَشَدَّ عُجْبًا بِالنِّسَاءِ مِنِّي وَإِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ رَأَيْتُ نِسَاءَ بَنِي الْأَصْفَرِ أَنْ لَا أَصْبِرْ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, can you please give me permission to remain home and not take part in with you in jihad, because I don't want to be led into temptation, fitnah. And my people know that I am a person who admires women immensely. And therefore, if I see the women of the Romans, I worry that I may not be patient. This is what he said. Therefore, he excused himself, brothers and sisters, using the garments of what? Of chastity, iffah, wara, fear of Allah. But all of this is forged. Forged religiosity, forged chastity, forged deen. Thus Allah would not allow him and his brothers to remain unexposed. And Allah Almighty revealed an ayah from chapter 9 saying, وَمِنْهُمْ أَيْ مِنَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ إِذَنْ لِي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي قَالَ اللَّهُ أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Allah says, and some of you, and some of them, i.e. the hypocrites, they will say, O Messenger of Allah, give me permission to remain home and don't lead me into temptation. Allah comments and says, rather they have already fallen into fitna. And Jahannam is most certainly going to encircle, is going to encircle the disbelievers. This is characteristic number four. There are people who will always cover up their deviant practices and their evil intentions using an Islamic costume, even if the opinion is very erroneous. What matters is that they cover up and provide cover for their cause. A fifth of these signs, as was depicted by the Quran with regards to the people of nifaq, hypocrisy, is that they are a people who enjoin what is evil and they forbid what is good. Allah Almighty says, speaking about the hypocrites of yesterday, الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضِ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. The hypocrites, Allah says, from the men and the women, they are from one another. Listen to their characteristics. Allah says they enjoin what is evil and they forbid what is good and they close their hands from spending in the path of Allah. They have forgotten Allah, thus Allah has forgotten them. Indeed, the hypocrites are the defiantly disobedient. When you follow up and trace the statements of a munafiq, or the people of hypocrisy in general, over the last couple of years, you will find that they are in fact only trying to reach one goal. And that is to close every door of goodness and purity that they can, and to open up every door of indecency and haram. This is their commonality. Every opportunity that they have to close a door of halal, a door of iffah, purity, a door of ibadah, they are the first to close that door. And they are leading that particular activity and that particular endeavor. وَقَالُوا لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرِّ. The hypocrites of yesterday said to others during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't go out with him in the hot weather. Don't go out with him. It is very hot. Allah says, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشَدُّ حَرًّا لَوْ كَانُوا يَفْقَهُونَ. Say to them that the heat of Jahannam is far more intense if only they understood. And Allah Almighty says, describing the hypocrites of yesterday, هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا. They are the ones, i.e. the hypocrites, who said, don't spend any money on the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam until they desert him. Look, in the face of every opportunity to do good, they are the first to close that door. Follow up their statements, trace their behavior, and you will find it is only one goal that they want to reach. They want to see the doors of indecency open up. A sixth sign with regards to the people of nifaq is that despite their corruption, brothers and sisters, they will always present themselves as advocates of goodness and sincere advisors and well-wishers. Because they are a people who have missed out on ikhlas, because they are a people who are void of ikhlas, sincerity, the scales that they use to measure things with have become very distorted. So they see evil as good and good as evil. Thus Allah says, describing the hypocrites of the past, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When it is said to them, stop causing corruption on earth. When it is said to them, the hypocrites, stop causing corruption on earth, they will say, we are peacemakers. They cannot see the reality of their corruption. They say, no, we are not corruptors. We are peacemakers. However, they may be given all of the airtime in the world and all of the impressive titles under the sun, but Allah tells us how it is. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah says, no, they are the corruptors. They are the corruptors. But they do not feel it. They do not feel it. There you are, brothers and sisters. These are some of the many signs given to us by Allah Almighty. With regards to these people, as we have discovered, they are the most dangerous of all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.
All people, and also the vilest of all people. A people who read the book of Allah Almighty, but they are averse to its signs. A people who smile at the Muslims, but they hate and despise the sight of Muslims. These are the people of nifaq. And these are some of their characteristics in the life of this world. Thus, we may now ask, what about their traits and characteristics in the life hereafter? Because that will be the day in which their masks will fall off once and for all, and they will be discovered for the monsters whom they always were. As-Sirat, the bridge. As-Sirat is the name of a bridge that shall be established on top of the fire of Jahannam on the Day of Judgment. Beneath it is the fire of Allah, and on the other side is the paradise of Allah. And this is one of the last phases on the Day of Judgment that a lot of humanity will have to pass over. However, some of the scholars of Islam have mentioned that not everybody will have to pass over this bridge. Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali says in his book At-Takhwif min an-Nar, فَأَمَّا الْمُشْرِكُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَقَعُونَ فِي النَّارِ قَبْلَ وَضْعِ الصِّرَاطِ فَأَمَّا الْمُشْرِكُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَمُرُّونَ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَإِنَّمَا يَقَعُونَ فِي النَّارِ قَبْلَ وَضْعِ الصِّرَاطِ. He says, as for the pagans, the all-out disbelievers, the polytheists, they will not have to walk and cross over the bridge. Rather, they will be driven into hell before the bridge is even established. Therefore, when they are taken away, i.e. the disbelievers, the all-out disbelievers, who is left? The believers. And the people of hypocrisy, who had deceived the Muslims into thinking that they were Muslims with them. They are left, walking on this dark day with the light, the nur, that Allah has given people. And up until this point, the hypocrites will be joyous, thinking that they had deceived their Creator, and they have not been noticed till this moment. Things are panning out very well. However, it is the moment they reach the edge of the bridge that things go horribly wrong for the hypocrites. This is the moment that the light of the hypocrite goes out. And Allah Almighty speaks about this in Surah Al-Hadid. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ذُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابُ. On that day, Allah says, you will see the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women calling out on the believers, saying to them, wait for us please. Wait for us before you cross the bridge. Give us some of your light. And the believers will say to them, go back behind you. Maybe you will find light there. Then a wall will be placed finally now, separating them. The believers on one side and the hypocrites on one side. A wall that has a door within it, Allah says. On one side of that door is the mercy of Allah, and on the other side of that door is His punishment. Then the hypocrites will call out, يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Were we not with you? Did we not pray salah with you? Did we not attend salatul jum'ah with you? Did we not partake in battle with you? Did we not fast the month of Ramadan with you? Did we not pray Taraweeh with you? أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Were we not with you? The believers will respond and say, بَلَى. Yes, you were certainly with us. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. They said, yes, you were certainly with us. However, you were a people who would always await misfortune against us. And you are a people who led yourself into temptation, fitnah. And you are a people who always doubted the promise of Allah. And you were deceived by wishful thinking till the promise of Allah has finally arrived. And the devil, the deceiver, deceived you with regards to Allah. Then it will be said to the hypocrites once and for all, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةً وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Therefore today, no ransom is going to be accepted from you, O hypocrites, nor will it be accepted from the people of disbelief. Your home shall be the fire. It is most worthy of you. And what an evil destination this is. It is at this moment where the hypocrites will begin cascading, falling head first, plunging into oblivion one after the other in a state of humiliation and disgrace and pain and suffering. And where will they fall? They will fall to the deepest and most horrific pits of the fire. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. Indeed, the hypocrites will be in the lowest pits of the fire. And you will find no helper for them. With that said, we conclude. And we ask a pressing question. Will Allah Almighty ever forgive such a wretched individual, a munafiq? Should he turn to Allah Almighty with sincere repentance and a remorseful heart? Despite everything that this individual had done, should he or she choose the path of paradise over the path of hell? Will Allah Almighty ever encompass this person with His mercy? And the answer is, according to Allah, the answer is yes. Allah Almighty, He says, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ أُولَئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah says, how shall Allah Almighty guide a people who disbelieved after they had once believed? And they witnessed the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the evidences had come to them. And Allah never guides the wrongdoing people. For such a people, they will earn the curse of Allah and the curse of the angels and the curse of all of humanity. They will be in hellfire, Allah says, eternally. The fire will not be lightened on them, nor will they be given any rest. Then Allah says, except those who repent and they correct themselves, then indeed Allah Almighty is forgiving and merciful. And one more ayah in chapter 4 of the Quran, where Allah Almighty opens up the horizons of hope for a hypocrite who now wants to turn the page and turn back to the path of Allah. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah says, the hypocrites shall be in the deepest pits of the fire, and you will not find for them any helper except those who repent and correct themselves and hold fast to Allah and make their religion sincere for Allah. Then Allah Almighty will certainly make them with the believers, and Allah will prepare for the believers a great reward. Thus he who wants to make that change, the blueprint, alhamdulillah, is there.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.